Welcome to Our Weekly Standards, a podcast of Heritage Presbyterian Church in New Braunfels, Texas. This podcast is designed to aid your study and memorization of the Reformed catechisms and confessions, and deepen your knowledge, build your faith, and increase your zeal in your walk with God. Our catechism question of the week is from Westminster's Shorter Catechism, question and answer number 4. What is God? Answer: God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Our Bible memorization verse of the week is from John 1:18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Now, regarding the proof texts for question and answer number 4, they are many, and so I will be reading only the first 2 from each footnote in this podcast. And indeed, we find this truth elsewhere in Scripture in the following passages. Deuteronomy 4, verses 15 through 19. Take careful heed to yourselves, for you saw no form when the Lord spoke to you at Horeb, out of the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish that is in the water beneath the earth. And take heed, lest you lift your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the host of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all the peoples under the whole heaven as a heritage. Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. 1 Kings 8, verse 27. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built? Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you, and will say, destroy. Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 33, verse 11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Malachi 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Psalms 115, verses 2 and 3. Why should the Gentiles say, so where is their God? But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Psalm 104, verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. Romans 11, verses 33 and 34. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Genesis 17, verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. Psalm 62, verse 11. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Hebrews 1, verse 13. But to which of the angels has he ever said, Sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool? 1 Peter 1, verses 15 and 16. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy. Genesis 18, verse 25. Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Psalm 103, verse 5. Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. Well, amen. Praise God for these truths from his word. Join me again next time as we continue our weekly standards. Have a great day.